Hello, I'm Newton, and I'm here to talk about my volunteering experience at the FSF. A few words about myself. I'm a mathematician, programmer, and a free software advocate. I'm the organizer of a local LibrePlanet group called Libre Australia. At the FSF, I am a licensing volunteer, the sysadmin of HNode, and a co-maintainer of LibreJS. I also did some one-off volunteering, like participating in the LibrePlanet committee to help prepare for this conference. I am based in Melbourne, Australia, and as a fun fact, I have never met any of the FSF staff in person. I started this volunteering journey by dropping by the weekly FSD IRC meetings to update the free software directory. A few months later, I decided that I wanted to start licensing volunteering, which involves answering questions from the community. There used to be a 1 week meeting there, and there are two now. The typical week workflow is like this. I take a ticket, I do some research, I write a draft answer and hope the pros will approve it. If not, then it will take a few iterations, and once I get final approval, I send it off. By doing so, I have learned a lot about free software licensing by real-world examples. On to tech volunteering. How did I become a HNode sysadmin? Sometime last year, I couldn't reach the HNode people, so I told the FSF people that the HNode email address was unreachable. After some back and forth, they told me that the HNode was unmaintained, and they asked me whether I wanted to take over. I said yes, so here we are. Most of the work have been sysadmin maintenance, including taking care of the server, making sure the system is up and running, and clearing spam. I also did a bit of a migration of the whole system from Trisco 7 to Trisco 9 onto LibreJS. LibreJS is an important piece of GNU software helping people get around the JavaScript trap. And I participate in a community with discussions and patches in the mailing list, and then I became a co-maintainer. Since then, I merged some patches, made one release, and added a compliance checking script. It ain't much, but it's honest work. There's also a weekly tech volunteering meeting. Unfortunately, I cannot attend because of the time zone. Tech volunteering is the most time-consuming and challenging part because of the project ownership, and I'm still learning to be more efficient and effective in that. I also participated in the LibrePlanet committee, working with Zoe, Greg, and other volunteers to prepare for the conference. Tasks involve brainstorming, reviewing submissions, testing LibreAdventure. It was fun. And of course, there was a weekly meeting. I think it lasted for a month or two. Other activities I participated in was like repo evaluation. I did that for a little bit. Helping judge forges like Codeberg according to the ethical repo criteria. So, what are the takeaways? Well, overall, the volunteering process is like a gradual and ramp up incremental process. If you want to do licensing, I suggest that you start with dropping by the weekly IRC meeting, updating free software directory and then you can move to licensing volunteering if you want. And the tech volunteering path is very much like a trajectory of becoming a maintainer of a project that needs new maintainers. Of all the areas, licensing is the most structured and streamlined way of volunteering. So if you are interested in volunteering but don't know what to do, maybe start with licensing. My understanding of user freedom has got a lot more refined over time because of my volunteering. Reading free software, free society is not enough. One has to learn by doing. And during my volunteering, there have been many good ideas floating around, but not enough man hours to tackle them. So come and volunteer. You can find my email address below if you have any questions. Thank you for your attention.